People in Finland joke that no one talks anymore. They'd rather send text messages using their mobile phones. Now Finns can get cash that way too. Cell phone loans come with super fast approval and exorbitant interest rates. From Helsinki, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
It's a funny thing. A lot of people in Helsinki say they know somebody who's borrowed money by sending a text message or an SMS to a loan company, but nobody admits they've done it themselves.
My friend took it once, but then he thought that was a bad idea.
That's Lauri Koistinen, a student lounging outside a shopping mall on a recent brisk but sunny afternoon.
Because you have to pay so much money back from that loan.
At the train station, 58-year-old Lauri Heiskanen says his neighbor's teenage son took out an SMS loan.
For just have fun. He is 15 years old and he gets some 100 euros in some half an hour. He had his father's cell phone.
Dad apparently paid it back as soon as he found out. The charge was equal to 10% interest after just 4 days. Gunvig Plantingvisa has 3 cell phones on her desk, one's for work, one's personal, one's broken. She's never used any to request a loan. On the contrary, as a lawyer for Finland's Consumer Ombudsman's Office, she's trying to get the growing business to shape up.
The first problem is that they can't identify the consumer soon enough.
Her agency has found that customers can get money transferred to their own bank accounts using another person's cell phone and national identification number, which is like a social security number. Another big problem, she says, is that people don't always know what they're getting into.
Miten olisi 200 euroa tilille 5 minuutissa?
A radio ad for the loans promises cash in 5 minutes, but says nothing about the terms. It does direct customers to its website where the details are posted. But regulator Plantingvisa says that's not enough for somebody borrowing money.
She or he should have time to read the pre-information and contract terms, and after that decide if the loan is needed.
About 20 companies now offer these loans since the business started here 2 years ago. Founder of one company, Juha Kotanen, says the fees are fair. He says there's a real need for commercially available short-term small loans because banks don't do them and personal relationships often don't survive them.
You can be embarrassed and you can change to your friends if you borrow and can't pay in the time, which both have agreed.
In Bar Loose, a neighborhoody kind of place in central Helsinki, customers are skeptical about SMS loans, but there's sympathy too. Lauri Rontamaki says they're too easy to get, but
there are people that, you know, I get my paycheck tomorrow, but I have to pay my whatever car insurance today. So I take that loan and I pay the loan tomorrow also. No problem.
Regulators really worry about people like him, 20-somethings in a bar. His friend, Mika von Honena, agrees that running out of beer money and having easy access to more could be a problem.
Next morning, it's not just a hangover, it's the loan.
Emily Harris, NPR News, Helsinki.
Cell phones and text messaging have done more than revolutionize loan companies. Finnish artists say text messaging has made an impact on creative expression. Read how at npr.org.